It's time for Farm and Ranch Headlines on the Southeast AgNet. I'm Tyron Spearman reporting. Chris Balcom, the Extension Specialist with Auburn University, reported at the USA Peanut Congress on what's happening in the various states concerning their peanut crop. In Florida, he said, Barry Tillman was reporting, they believe they have about 165,000 acres this year. That's up slightly. Planting progress is about 90% complete last week, but except for a few in the panhandle that was behind. Georgia 06G is still the top variety in Florida, with interest in some of the nematode-resistant varieties. More growers are trying these new varieties as seed become available. No major issues other than a bunch of weeds, he said, and a few stands that are a problem. Shortened rotations for disease control is a major problem, with cost and possible the crop loss because of being so late. Checking on Georgia, Scott Munford in Georgia was reporting as a peanut specialist, 820,000 to 840,000 acres planted. Last year they had 770,000 acres. That is a major increase for Georgia. Probably had close to 60,000 acres or more that had to be replanted because of the wet conditions, and they did not sprout or stayed in, got washed away. 80% to 90% complete last week. They said that Georgia 06G is planted on 75% of the acres. 12Y is about 5% of the acres, along with Tift NVHG. The Arnie variety is also being planted. Weather delay in planting and causing root rot for excessive moisture. Other concerns, late harvest, 50% before May 1st, and that could be a problem at harvest time. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.